This is a very exciting day. I just received my proof copy of my new novel about biohacking, seduction, and philosophy. Yeah, the print proof copy. So let's read the back blurb. This is the updated blurb. Xavier is a biohacker, life hacker, professional poker player, mathematical savant, gamer, adept, and cybercriminal, being prosecuted for masterminding a $9 million heist of precognitive capital. Pushed out of his comfort zone one night at a cigar bar, he approaches a strikingly beautiful Colombian woman, Astrid. An old Russian man gives him a mysterious confidence drug, along with some advice that gives him a shot at charming a woman unlike any other. But Astrid has an identical twin sister who seems to have succumbed to the same corrupting modern influences as Xavier. As he battles his addictions, the twins draw him into a web of intrigue and moral quandaries. In a world where corporations enslave the human mind to predict the future and profit, he'll excel because of the biohacking tools he wields and his innate talents, but falter because of his fundamentally flawed character. Yet, he'll learn that the only way to capture time and defeat death is through the beauty of a woman. And before I post this video, I'm going to double check this print edition and just make sure that Lulu did a perfect job on it. And I chose Lulu to distribute the print edition of Hourglass because they have printers, distribution centers in USA, Canada, Europe, and India, along with Australia. So yeah, if you're in one of those places, then you can get the print edition printed geographically near you. So none of the brain damage with international shipping. You can get it fast. And Hourglass is, I think, a pretty good value as a print book at $22. And here's why. Is at the end of the book, I have this QR code. And, oh babe, we don't want to show the QR code too closely because the QR code gets you the download of the 11-hour audiobook. Yeah, I produced this into like a Odyssey of the Mind style audiobook with AI. It's not just my gravelly voice narrating the whole thing. I used AI, which sounds damn near like professional human narration, to voice all the colorful characters of the book, and that's included.
Beside him was his robot girlfriend, a disturbingly perfect bleach blonde in a skimpy gray dress that barely contained her unrealistically perky breasts. They stepped into the elevator, her motions mimicking life, but lacking its inherent imperfections. A flawless imitation that felt profoundly hollow. She hovered on the edge of the uncanny valley, too organic in form to be purely robotic, yet utterly devoid of the subtle tales of human vitality, causing a faint ripple of discomfort in Xavier. What was not faint was the smell. A wave of nausea washed over Xavier, not from the sight of the hybrid couple, but from the air itself, all underpinned by the unmistakable fetid stench of human excrement. It was the smell of neglect, of a body long since past caring for itself. The post-op shifted uncomfortably, his eyes darting nervously as he muttered in a low voice to the unblinking synthetic beauty.
We need to change my diaper when we get home. I get nervous here.
The robot girlfriend tilted her head slightly, her voice soothing.
You did a good job at support today. I'll change you when we get home and make you a snack.
So yeah, I think at $22, it's like a pretty good value. And I should also kind of make the case why you might want to get this one in print. For me, as an indie author, it makes more sense for me to sell digital books and audiobooks. But a lot of people don't consider a file a book. You might enjoy the aesthetic experience of flipping pages. Secondly, print books have a very different longevity of edifying impact. You can come a little closer to me, babe. Print books have this longevity of edifying impact. Some of the most significant of my own influences have been print books that I picked up off my parents' bookshelves, or print books that were given to me as gifts. And there were books that I read, and then I put them away. And then years later, I reread those books and saw my own growth reflected in their pages. So a print book, it gets read by its purchaser, then it goes on a bookshelf, and then years or decades later, it can get picked up by someone else and have a real impact on someone else's life. Does that happen with digital books? I don't know. Probably not. And thirdly, I can guarantee you that you have someone in your life who would really benefit from the powerful message in Hourglass about reclaiming sexual sovereignty. There's not very many books that get into this topic, and it's such an important topic, especially for men. And Hourglass gets into it in a really powerful way and in a pragmatic way, with all of the biohacks and life hacks that drive its thrilling plot forward. So handing this book to someone that probably needs it, handing them the print edition, is a way that you can give someone that impetus for personal growth that cuts through all of the online noise and digital distraction that we are all drowning in. So yeah, maybe think about Hourglass as a gift. And I'll just direct you through the link below this video to go and pick it up off of Lulu. And if you're not convinced that you should move it to the top of your reading list, just go and read some of the reviews from some of the other early readers. I'm going to link to those over on Goodreads. Yeah, this book is really pretty much blown the socks off everyone that's read it thus far. I'm Jonathan with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.